Friday night has some significance over the other nights. In increased number, we recite Durood Sharif, Surah Kahf, Surah Dukhan. In the past, there were people, khamoshi ke saath, quietly they would do their work without any publicity. Nobody knows about what they did. It is between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nor do they seek publicity, nor do they ask for it, nor do they desire it. In fact, many of them, or most of them, when their relationship with Allah Ta'ala is exposed, then they ask for death. Allah Ta'ala, this was a secret between you and I. Now have I become exposed. So there's no need for me to go on living in this world. Allah Ta'ala, take me. So this must be the style and the life of a believer, that his relationship with Allah Ta'ala must be strong all the time. And Allah Ta'ala bestows. I had explained once earlier under the ayat, إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْأَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ. The two elements for acceptance, Hazrat Shah Abdul Qadir Sahib Rahmatullahi speaks about in the Muzi al-Quran. One is taqwa and righteousness, good deeds. And one is kasrat of zikr, abundance of zikr. He says, this is something that is experienced and something that we have all seen, but just that it must reach the mark. Once it reaches the mark, then it gains acceptance. For every work, there is a certain level that is required. In dini efforts, a certain level is required, then you see hidayat begin to flow. In your individual capacity, a certain amount of good deeds are required, then you see the acceptance. Overall, Hazrat Imam Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to emphasize that in order to progress individually, one is collectively, one is individually. Individual progress requires that as far as possible, we don't meet up unnecessarily. If there is a need to meet, we meet, and we meet respectfully and we leave respectfully. Don't hurt the person, don't be abusive, don't be aggressive. Respectfully meet, sitting together, eating. The work has been done, now leave respectfully. So one elementary thing to gain the progress is not to meet and mix up, interact unnecessarily. Number two is not to speak unnecessarily. If you examine your life, then most of the wrongs are because of one of these two, either unnecessary interaction or unnecessary speech. One gets into this talking business, then he wants to say something, and after that he wants to impress, then in the way of impressing, then you will say something right or wrong, then you will slander and you will gossip and you will backbite and you will do one thing or the other just so that this business of the tongue can carry on. So these are the two ways that normally all the good deeds get lost. That's why the hadith says that cry over your sins and let your house be sufficient for you. So you don't go and interact and mix up with people unnecessarily. Control your tongue. Where the Sahabi had asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is the way to salvation? These three things, cry over your sins. You'll be able to cry over your sins when you remain quiet, when you don't mix up, because then you'll be too concerned about yourself. But when you're mixing up too much, then all that figure is gone in the meeting. Meeting this person, I need to meet that person, I need to talk to this person. So then your personal concern and figure is lost. Hazrat Jumu'ah Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, in Ramadan, he used to complete 61 khatam of the Quran Sharif. All the other Jamaat programs, he would complete with that 61 khatam. How he managed it without unnecessary interaction, unnecessary meeting, unnecessary talking. You can achieve it, I can achieve it, we all can achieve it. But just that, we need to look after ourselves. When we say, now we have to meet, and ikhtilat, and we have to meet, then that have to becomes a have to. But where we say we can do without it, we can do without it. If he had such a tight schedule and he could still manage it, then with that old age of his, then there's no reason young people like us can't achieve it. We dedicate ourselves, or we'll sit down and read Durood Sharif. Who can stop us? Nobody can stop us. Sit in one corner in your cubicle and then carry on, continue. See in that one night how much you can achieve. But then if you want to mix up and talk, from one story it will start off 5 minutes, and 5 minutes, you know, just another 1 more minute, and from the 1 minute to 10 minutes, and 10 minutes to 15 minutes, and before you know it, it's already 2 hours gone, and you haven't achieved anything. Come for a purpose, and then all has been washed out just because of interaction and talking. Jo karne wale hote hai, people that wish to do, khamoshi ke saath apne kaam karke nikal jate hai. They leave this world quietly, they do their work and they move on. They are that class of people as well, that quietly, without a big publicity or an advertisement, they work. Nobody knows about their working and their striving but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By Allah ta'ala there is a mark. So you need to reach that level. One person was looking for his own reformation and correction. As a joke someone played on him, they told him, oh, you're talking of reformation and correction. Go, see the tree there. Look after the tree. And the moment that thing begins to bear fruit, then you come and tell us. So he took it seriously. He is concerned, I need to progress, I need to get my akhirat right. He went, it's a lengthy story, I'm just cutting it short. He went and he looked after the tree. And in a few months, 10, 12 months, the thing began to bear fruit. Whereas it had been a tree that was totally dried out. Then it began to bear fruit. Now, there is a class of awliya ikram, like we call Abdal and Qutub and all that. So, Abdal comes from the word Badal. The word Badal means replacement. One person dies, the other person replaces him. Now, there is a mashwara going on that one Abdal has passed away and someone has to replace. He has to be replaced. So, everybody gives the suggestion, and the Amir of the Majlis says that I know one person who is most capable for the job. That person that was looking after the tree, he is the most capable person. His ikhlas, sincerity, dedication, and he goes to that household, returns the axe, returns the instruments and all that. They say, "Boy, we'll give you double and triple." So, no, I didn't do the job for the money. I did for something else. I did for my reformation. Now my reformation is done. And I am posted to this position, and it goes on. So this is a class, there is a class of people, and they get promoted, they get chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. The bottom line is quietly, without any publicity, without showing off, without pretending, without being what we aren't, quietly, just between you and Allah ta'ala. Cry to Him, remember Him, talk to Him, and you will see something will happen, one thing after the other. And you want to lose everything, then mix up, talk. Whatever you've achieved, all is gone. It's easy to earn, but to sustain the thing, that's the most difficult thing. Man will tell you, well, to grow up the children, it's a very easy thing. But then for them to sustain themselves, maintain themselves, sustain themselves, that is a difficult thing. Now they're grown up, 17, 19, now for them to preserve the youth and to go on the straight course, not to get distracted to the left or to the right, remain absolutely on the course. That's the most difficult thing. But to get them up to school, madrasa and all that, and get them to a certain level of education, that wasn't the difficult thing. From this point onwards, for them to sustain and maintain and remain upon the course, that's the difficult thing. To start off the business and make some money, it wasn't a difficult thing. We started it off, made an investment, and you got the money. But now after that money has been acquired, now to sustain the business and see that the property goes like how we wanted earlier on, that's a difficult thing. So similarly is the case with good deeds. To earn it, is not so difficult. But then to maintain it, sustain it, and to see that it's preserved, that's the difficult one. Very difficult one. There's so many oppositions, so many things that are against us outside. You just step out of the masjid. In fact, even in the masjid, there's so many things that will distract you. Someone to talk, someone to pass the time with. Before you know it, and it's gone. Okay? So we need to look after our time, need to guard our time, protect our time. People that worked, Mawlana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullahi Karta, he used to say, Joan karta hai, wo paata hai. To the extent that you will put the effort, you will earn. To the extent you will put the effort, you will earn. Remember, when you reach a certain age, then nobody is there to push you. When you are small, 7, 9, 10, 12, 13, there is someone to push you. Father, uncle, mother, everybody is there to push you. But then after you reach your age, then it's your own steam you have to work with. And you need to know that it's your akhirat, your qabr, your hereafter. Nobody is going to support you in that line. You need to be determined, I have to do it. A lesson from those that have passed on, we should take a lesson from them that they are gone now. They are in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And see how we relate to them. Once a year we'll go and visit them, or twice a year. Eid, Bakrid time, we visit them, that's it. It's gone, out of sight, out of mind. They were around, we had to visit them, we had gone, paid the respect to them. They're gone now, out of sight, out of mind. So, like they are no more now, we will also be no more. So before we are no more, then we do some more we do. Before we are no more, we do some more. So that when we are no more, then some more is coming to us all the time. Some more is coming from some all quarters, this quarter, that quarter, every quarter, something is coming to us. It's rolling all the time. See? We need these things to roll all the time. In Surah Kahf, you hear the incident of a pious person, and you hear of Khizr alayhi salam, and the incidents that take place where he kills a youngster, and a wall that is collapsing, and that collapsing wall is straightened up. And Musa alayhi salam objects that this wall is collapsing, you erect it. Whereas the same town people, they can't even extend hospitality, where it was their first duty to extend the hospitality, they didn't extend the hospitality. And you, like a wise thing, you erecting the wall there for them. You could have taken a price for this. You could have taken some type of remuneration for your service. You didn't even take a remuneration for your service. So you understand that there is another class of people that are working. There is one class that we are working. There is another class of awliya kiram that are also doing some khidmat. They are doing some service. You don't understand the nature of the khidmat, though they are doing a service. They are executing and accomplishing some work, but we don't understand. Khizr alayhi salam was doing some work. Musa alayhi salam didn't know about him until he had the first handed experience and encounter with him. He didn't know that this man is also doing some khidmat. So there is another class of awliya kiram that are doing some khidmat. Most of us do not know. But then how do you get posted? You get posted in this way. Like I said, you get committed to your work. You're committed to your work. The ta'limat of your mashayikh remain glued to it. But remember, without showing any disrespect to anybody, especially to your elders, awliya kiram, buzurganadi, and even your contemporaries, don't be abusive, don't be aggressive. Where you have to stop a wrong, you stop a wrong. Where you have to enjoin a good, you enjoin the good, but don't insult and don't think yourself to be any way superior to that person. Continue with your work. You continue with your work, you reach the mark and Allah Ta'ala posts you. Allah Ta'ala will select you for a certain khidmat, for a certain service, for a certain job. Whichever position you are, Allah Ta'ala will just take you on. I need to select you for this job. You go on for this work, you go on for this work. So that is the prerogative, the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who He chooses for what type of work. Alamgir rahmatullah alayhi and his brother Dara Shiko, both the sons of Shah Jahan. Shah Jahan, all Shah Jahan we know about is the bioscope in town, Shah Jahan. So Shah Jahan was a king in India, and he was a very, very great person, very, very great person. But his son was even greater. Alamgir was even, he was a great wali. Unfortunately, these great walis now, they put the bioscope names, bioscope is named after these walis. It's a disgrace, isn't it? Cinema is full of sin. That's why they call it cinema. Huh? Right. So, these awliya-i-kiram, their names are being abused in this way, that the bioscope, which is a center point, central point for sin, and their names have been taken in this incorrect way. Whatever it was, whatever it is, Shah Jahan had a special liking for his son Daroshikoh, because after many years he got this child. He had no children, no son. And someone must take the reins of the hukumat of the kingdom after him. He's trying, and no children, and suddenly he's got one child. And the first child is Daroshikoh. Daroshikoh, very, very intelligent, very well read, and some of his kitabs are still here. But he was completely off. He'll suffer on Hindu, go to that Hindu also for some blessings. And Christian, go for him, to him for blessings. Completely off. And Alamgir Rahmatullahi was committed Muslim. So he made out that his brother is off the mark. He's totally off the mark. He's going to Hinduism, Christianity, anything and everything goes well with him. Now, the father, because he's the firstborn, the father has got all the liking for this son here. He's got all the liking for this son here, then obviously the whole reign of the kingdom is going to go to this boy. But this boy is totally off. He's absolutely off. He's going with the Hindus, he's going with the Christians, and everybody, every kuffar, anybody, anything's exciting, is going with them. So, if he's going to assume the reins of the kingdom, what's going to happen to the whole of India here? He tried to explain his brother, but to no avail. Because the brother knew that, well, I've got the favor of my father, and I can do as I want. Nobody can come and influence me. You see, influence and kingdom is something else. When you've got the influence, you've got the power is something else. You become drunken. You don't have it, you can be humble and everything. But you got it now. Who can rule my life? I've got the influence, I got the power, I got the might, I got authority. Who can influence me? Who can suppress me? So it's a different thing. So Alamgir made it out. He explained him. The boy would not understand. Brother would not understand. There was a saintly person that came into the town, and Daroshikoh went up to him. Anyway, that saintly person told him that this is my place, come and sit down here. So Hazrat, it will be disrespect to you. How can I come and sit here in your place? Anyway, then he says to that Buzurg, that Hazrat, make dua that I become the crown prince after my father. I become the successor to the throne. So that Buzurg told him, well, I had offered it to you and you declined. So he began to scratch his head. Hey, this thing was offered to me. Now I declined, it's gone. In the meanwhile, Alamgir Rahmatullah Ali heard about this Buzurg as well. And he was more pious, committed, and he was on the mark. When you're on the mark, then Allah Pak's assistance comes. You got the respect and you committed. The respect is a very great thing. Remember in this path, respect, consideration, love for these people. Even if you can't be very pious, but you got the respect, you got the love for these people. So that helps you, it enhances you. So Alamgir Rahmatullah heard about this Buzurg and he went up. So that Buzurg told him, come and sit here. He went and sat there. Then he asked, Hazrat, make dua that I become the successor to the throne, because the brother is absolutely corrupt. That's how this whole India will go upside down just now. So make dua that I become the successor to the throne. So when I have given it to you, he sat down, I have given it, it's yours. So that, well, that's half the job. Takht nashini hui, taj poshi to nahi hui. Takht nashini, you gave me the throne, what about the taj? Both, eh? Tu mera taj mahal. Anyway, going to a different line just now. So, you got the takht, you got the arsh, you got the throne. What about the taj? What about the crown? Half job. So, well, the taj, that is in the hands of your khalim. That man that is doing your wuzu and all for you, helping you with your wuzu water and all, that's the person who is in charge of the. You see, I'm showing you there are certain hidden awliya ikram that are working. Right? And only Allah Pak knows about them. But they are secret, they are quiet. They never make a publicity of their work. One day you'll get for tahajjud, the whole world will come to know. Hazrat is making wuzu for tahajjud namaz. The whole world will come to know about it. Yeah, it's just a secret. Like a person is secretly in love. He doesn't advertise it to the whole world that I'm secretly in love with this girl here. Does he make an advertisement? No. Nobody was come to know about it. It's just between him and her, nobody else. So they maintain that secret. It's with Allah Ta'ala. So they don't want any publicity. Just Allah Ta'ala and them. The more secret, the more enjoyable they feel. And the moment they begin to become known, they want to move away from the scene. They don't want to be there around there again. So that this Buzurg tells him that Taj, you want the crown is in that person's hand. That person is working for you, he's in charge of your wuzu and all that. Anyway, so Alamgir says, ye to ghar ki baat hai, mamooli si baat hai, this is a small thing. How we say, small fry. I'll get it, I'll sort that out. So he came home and he removed his turban. And he told that Khadim, wuzu ka paani lao. He brought the wuzu water, doing the wuzu and all that. Finish. Bhai wo taj pehna do. Wo amama, hamari pagri pehna do. Huzur, ye to hargiz nahi ho sakta hai. Aapke sar ke upar aur main pagri ko pehnaun. On your head, mera hukam hai. It's my command. You put the thing. He put the thing. Hazrat, ab to aapko malum ho gaya, you know about it now. He also understood that buzurg, he leaked the secret out. That this person is in charge. You see, Allah Pak, as you're doing some services, then you got certain khidmat. You got certain responsibilities. The responsibilities connected to administration of the earth. See, one is the responsibilities, imam, maktab, etc. All that, that's one responsibility. Another responsibility is administration. So his responsibility was this. So that Khadim understood that Buzurg there, he leaked the message out. They all in a network. So in the network they made out now who has leaked the secret out. So now you come to know about it. So now for Allah's sake, now just let me go. So mera kaam to ban gaya. Aapko jana hai, jale jao. My work is done now. I got the taj, I got the takht. What else I need? If you want to move, you can move it up now. So there is that class of Buzurg also, awliya-i-kiram, that are around, right, that are around. They are doing their work. It's a secret service and they will carry on. But what I'm getting at is you want also the acceptance. That acceptance comes with this work. Righteousness. Get the top point, that righteousness. And kasrat of zikr. Just now you heard all about the fazail of Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif on this night and other nights. And zikr, whichever zikr you would take to. For us, for many of us, istighfar is better. And after that, a little bit of Durood Sharif, then we increase our Durood Sharif. Someone asked some buzurg, what's better, istighfar or Durood Sharif? So that buzurg asked, if your clothes is dirty, what's better, fragrance or soap? He said, obviously it's soap. And if your clothes are clean, then it's fragrance. The same. If you are dirty, like we are dirty, then we need to have istighfar, the soap of istighfar, to cleanse us out. Once we are cleansed out, then we apply the perfume of Durood Sharif. So both are needed, but in its own time, you get the sin out, the dirt out. It's layers of sin, layers of dirt, all have come into layers. That has to, it's become very stubborn, so you have to squeeze it out from the system, squeeze it out. Once it's squeezed out, now you apply that ether of Durood Sharif, now you see the fragrance coming out. So both are effective, both are essential, both are required in its own time, in its own place. And both have to be done. We're talking of this Busugana Deen that we call Ashabut Taqween. They do some service. In the time of Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, one person, students are very curious. They want to know. Anything that is strange, they want to know. Hey, how it happened? What happened there? What happened here? So they want to know, and they're very curious. And some of them are a little bit, not only curious, but they'll go and fish out themselves. Okay, what's happening here? Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi alayhi, he wanted to hear, his student, that in that old zamana, this Buzurgana Deen should be teaching also. Right, they used to be teaching and they used to be Buzurgana Deen. One side they're doing their own Buzurgi things, everything is carrying on that side. And the other end, they are doing other khidmat as well. So he is the Qutb of the time, he is the Ghos of the time. But he is teaching as well. So the student wants to know, he is a Ghos now, what are the khidmat he is doing? Secretly now, Fajr time, before Fajr, at night, what he is doing? So anyway, he got up for Tahajjud. And he got Hazrat, it was his luck that day that he just got up. Made his wuzu, read a couple of rakats of namaz. And there, Hazrat Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jinnah, he left the door of the Khanqa. Hazrat Muhammad Tamim Sahib Rahmatullah is relating this incident. He left the door of the Khanqa. And he took a few steps. And he says, the student says, very discreetly I was following. I wanted to see something. Very, very discreetly, I followed him. I followed him, and I see in a few moments he's gone. And it's a totally new town. I don't even know about this town. He just crossed one small stream, and he's gone over. There is a mashwara going on. I can see all people, very bright faces and all that, and this mashwara carrying on. In the next apartment of that same room, I hear that some ghusl is carrying on. Someone is dying, and the ghusl is carrying on. He just died, now the ghusl is carrying on. Or the mashwara is carrying on, and the mashwara is carrying on quietly, secretly, very, very softly. Nobody can hear what they talk. They are talking with signs. So the mashwara ended. Everybody gave the suggestion, and Sayyid Sahib took the decision. The janaza was read, and it was gone. Anyway, that whole mashwara ended. As Sayyid Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, all ended the mashwara and came back. So this student is attending the class for the following day. Hazrat, before the start can commence, tell me what happened last night. Were you following me? He said, yeah, I was following you. Yes. We were in Baghdad, right? And from Baghdad, we had moved on to Mosul. I don't know, about 500 or 1,000 kilometers away. Now this is all Iraqi jihad, and all you can make out Mosul, Baghdad, all that, right? So in a few moments we were there. And what was that mashwara was carrying on there? He said, oh, there was an Abdullah was dying there. So he was dying and he needed to be replaced. So everybody had given the suggestion and they were waiting for my decision, and I had suggested that this person must be appointed in that place. So the decision was taken and that person was appointed, and then we returned. So there is that khidmat that is going on. But Allah Ta'ala will select, as I say, you need to have the degree of righteousness, number one, and kasrat al-zikr. Whatever khidmat, then don't be choosy that Allah Ta'ala give me this position, give me this khidmat, give me that khidmat. Whatever Allah Ta'ala will choose for whichever person, Allah Ta'ala knows best. Hazrat Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, one student wanted to know, Hazrat, what about the sahib khidmat and all that? What they doing? So what you do? That you go to the Jama Masjid Delhi on the eastern gate. At the eastern entrance, you'll find some person selling some type of some watermelon. He's selling some watermelon, and that is the Sahib Khidmat for the whole of Delhi. He's in charge for the whole of Delhi. His duas and all that will influence the decisions and everything that's going on in Delhi. So he went up to him and he bought one watermelon. Yeh pika hai, dusra de do. Came a second one. Yeh bhi pika hai, tisra do. So he came and related the whole thing to Hazrat Shah Sahib, that I went to the Sahib Khidmat, this is what I did. Oh, I see, that is why there is no proper administration in Delhi. I just made an excuse, small excuse, and then he changed it. He changed the second one, and the third one, and the fourth one. So the systems are not well. Anyway, after some time, Shah Sahib told him, alright, now you go again, go on to the same gate. And you'll feel, if you see another person in that same gate, and go and try him out if you want. He went on to the same gate, now he saw there's no person selling watermelon there, there's someone that is selling water, cool water, refreshing, cool, relaxing water. So he sees this person selling water. Let me go and buy the water from him. Bought one glass. There's some dirt, they threw the water. Give me another glass. That person that was selling the water came one step. You think I'm the tarmuz person here? You think, I am that watermelon person. I am not that watermelon person. He is gone now. When he came and reported the whole thing to Shastra, Shastra said, oh, that's why there is system here. That is why there is system and order here. That person had no system. He was a buzurg, but there was no administration in him. And as a result, it was impacting the whole of Delhi. There was no system. And the second person, he got system in him. So he reprimanded him straight. He said, you're taking a chance with me. Like, are you chanced with that tarbus person? No chance here. You go. So there is these type of people, this awliya kiram, like in the surah Kahf. Khizr al-Islam is doing some work here, but nobody knows about the work that he's doing. Even Musa al-Islam being a Nabi, he doesn't know about the work that he's doing. So what I'm getting at is, you dedicate yourself. You dedicate yourself and you will find Mawad Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah relates this incident quite often. Shah Qalandar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he was going to Madina Munawara en route, he slapped the camel driver. Youngster, he was a Sayyid, and mistakenly, you know, in the journey you get frustrated, something happens, he slapped the driver. And this Shah Qalandar Sahib used to see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam every day. Every day he used to see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He slapped this youngster and that gift of his is gone. He doesn't see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam any longer. You know, agar koi ni'mat chakhi ho, someone tasted it and then it's gone from him, it's very difficult. He can't. You're tasting it all the time, you're enjoying it all the time, and suddenly that is gone. Then it's very difficult. But you didn't have the taste, there's nothing. You had the taste of it and then it's gone from you. That is too difficult. You can't put up with it. You know, you're taking a drug every day and the drug is gone. So you can't sleep. You can't sleep. You're turning right, left, life, right, left. So yeah, he's seeing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam every day and now he doesn't see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so he can't take it. He's asking this person for dua, istighfar, tawbah, nothing working out. One person to me, this is a black woman, African woman there. By the Rose Mubarak, go to her. Black woman, nobody knows. She is, clothing is not right, very shabbily dressed, old, like a hag, you know, and she's standing there by the Rose Mubarak. As he approaches her, he hardly talks to that woman, and that woman says, Shuf Hadan Nabi Sassam. See, this is Rasul Sassam. And she shows him Nabi Sassam in life. Can you imagine what she was then? What an awliya she must have been. In life, is she showing Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So just that veil that was there, that veil was just shattered and straight away saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Mufsa Rahmatullah says that one person is in suluk and then suddenly everything began to collapse for him. That flow that was in him, that flow just began to break. So someone told him, "By go in that street there, you see one person, he's making ropes, he's making strings. Or rasse ko batta hai, you know, making strings. Just go to him and he will work the thing out for you." Now imagine what he's doing. He's making strings. So this person was pareshan. He really worried, so he went in that street. That man is seeing him from 100 meters distance. So, and as he's twining the rope, he's telling the person, "Are tujhe kya ho gaya? Are tujhe kya ho gaya? What's happened to you? What's happened to you?" And just so two movements, and that blockage that was on his heart, that blockage was shattered. See, there is a class of awliya kiram that do this type of khidmat, do this type of service. And they are always, they will be, and they was. They was, they will be, and they are. Right? It's just that we need to appreciate, we need to respect, we need to be committed. See? What's happening to us is that we don't want to be committed. We don't want to be committed. Do this, enjoy here, run here, there, whatever, smallest excuse, and then you want to run the whole world. See? We don't want to be committed. And then we want the love of Allah Ta'ala. So Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah says, "Hum khuda khahi, wa hum dunya du, hi khyalast to khabast to junu." You want the love of Allah Ta'ala, and you want dunya also. You know, there's dunya, things that will distract you from your beloved. That's when you talk of dunya, you don't talk of just wealth. Anything that will turn you away, that will make you forgetful of Allah Ta'ala. Anything that makes you forgetful, cause your awareness of Allah Ta'ala to be affected. You know, your awareness of Allah Ta'ala. Unnecessarily you went to a shop. You don't need to be there. Why must you go there?
You got everything now, let's go and admire. Hey, the shop opened up now, let's see what they got here, what they got here. What. So it's distracting you. It's distracting you from Allah, from your cause. There was a need, there's no problem in going. But to make it a show, to make it an outing and all that in the wrong places, that is the place where Nabi Sallallahu says that it's the Sharul Buqa, it's the worst of places. The worst of places is the bazaar. Now you want to be there. And then you say you love Allah Ta'ala as well. On the one hand you say you love Allah Ta'ala, then you say you want to be in this worst place as well. These things don't gel together. They don't gel together. So, what I'm getting at is that if you have that level of restraint and this kasrat of zikr, you don't allow yourself to be distracted. Then Allah Ta'ala will grant you that progress from one level to the second to the third. You'll progress, you'll keep progressing. You'll find that sweetness, you'll find that enjoyment. The person is, he just came from 1 year in jihad. I will go in Tabligh 1 year. And just come home, and the wife is eager to see him, and he was eager to see his wife. And he tells his wife, just let me just stand up for witr namaz. He got up for that witr namaz, and the next moment, his witr had only ended at Fajr Azan. Now, he read the Fajr namaz and came back. The wife is saying that, hey, I was waiting for you the whole night. Say, don't say that. Say, when I got up for that witr namaz, I was in Jannat actually. I was really seeing Jannat in life. And the manzar, the spectacle was so attractive that I forgot everything, you and everybody. I was there already. See? I was viewing Jannat that whole night. I was just seeing Jannat. I was inside. So these things come about, Allah shows it to people. But as I say, then your mind must be clear. Now you're saying that you love Allah Ta'ala, hum khuda khahi, wa hum dunya adu. On the one side you say, Allah Pak is also your beloved. And the one side you say, you know, you want dunya as well. So he says, in khabas to khyalas to junu. This is just a dream. It's just a thought. It's just madness that you've got. If you want Allah Ta'ala, then leave all these things out. These things that will distract, that will turn you away from your cause, then move them out. Not that you can't go to these places when there is a need. But when there isn't a need, then why must you go into these places? You can see now, music is blasting. Women's clothing are not right. See? How many times people, youngsters come and tell you, hey, Mona, read namaz with concentration. As we read Allahu Akbar, all those pictures that we saw in the bazaar, that girl, you know, that dress and all, everything is coming in front of us. So then why do you have to go in that place? If there was a genuine need, you go to the point of need and move away. But now there isn't a need now. In your namaz, you're getting distracted, you're getting affected. But what was the need for you to go there? Az-zaruratu yataqaddaru biqadri az-zaruri. It's a law in fiqh. If it's a need, then you go to that place, to the point of need. After that, move away. Then if you want some recreation, go to a jais place, where there isn't fitna, there isn't wrong. It isn't a time of wrong, it isn't a place of wrong. Now, you know that we can't control people's dressing and people's behavior, right? See how people are dressing. Someone say, no, I'm going to appreciate the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. I'm going to appreciate the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Now he comes to Spingo Beach in end of December, beginning of January, and a nice sunny day, holiday time, and he's parading the beach. He won't be parading, he won't be looking at the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. He'll be looking at all the haram things there, all bikinis and all that he'll be looking at. I say, no, my niyat is I just want to see Allah's Qudrat. Hey, what are you looking at? Hazrat, you're wearing kurta, dari wala, what are you doing at the beach at that time? So, obviously your mind will go into wrong things. You can't be there. As much as you say, no, I'm sincere about it, I didn't come for all that nonsense, as much as you may cover up for yourself, but you can't say that you are a farishta and you don't get distracted, no matter what you are, but you must get distracted. Why must you be there in the first place? Don't be there. Move off from that place. Imagine now so much of guna is taking place at that place. People's dresses are tries. Someone's music is blasting. What is happening there? Someone is taking wine. All the gunas that you can think of, everything is carrying on. And you there, if Allah Pak's azab just comes down, won't you be struck? If it strikes, everybody get affected. See? So rather just move away from there. Though your niyat is not there, your niyat is not corrupt, but don't be around that place. So nobody is saying that don't go for a little bit of a picnic or for a little bit of recreation, but go to a jai spot. Go at a time there is no fitna, there is no corruption, there is no wrong. Enjoy yourself and come away. Enjoy the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala and be happy with the children, cheer up with them and come away. But why must you go to these wrong places? Why must you get there? Why must you go and experiment? I'm going to see now that I'm going there, I get burnt or not. Do you do that? I'm going to hold that live wire. Will I get shocked or not? Do you ever experiment that? You don't experiment. If you want to touch the thing, you must get shocked. So you're going to see that you must get shocked. You're going to go see those things, you must get shocked. Hey, what I saw. And you close your eyes. So, but I have to be parking here for another 1 hour. Again, hey, astaghfirullah. You say that astaghfirullah and you'll carry on watching. Right? What's that? That's what Mawlana Rum says. Toba bar lab, sabha bar kaf, dil pur azok guna. Maasiyat ra handa mi ayad az istighfar ma. He says, we're saying toba from the lips. Eh? The lips, this lip service is toba. And you got the tasbih, you're pulling the tasbih with the hand. But the enjoyment of sin is full inside. Astaghfirullah, we're looking at the television and say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Yeah, but I can't stop, eh? Can't stop, can't resist. Tawbah, astaghfirullah, but you can't resist. See that, ma'asiyat ra khanda mi ayat az istighfarima. Even the sins begin to laugh at us. Shaitan begins to laugh at us. Yeh toh khub aya. Istighfar bhi kar raha hai aur zok le raha hai. Isme maza bhi le raha hai dono. Dono ek bayak wak kar rahe. So, Allah Pak knows what's happening here. See, this year, this is a focal point. If you can only think about it, Allah Pak knows what's going on here. That's the point that He's watching. Heart, what's going on here? You can make up 101 stories, but what's going on here, He knows it exactly. He's, like you say, He's got the finger on the pulse. Allah Ta'ala has got it exactly, He knows it exactly, what's going on here. Are you looking at a girl now? Looking at the Kaaba Sharif, and there's a girl making tawaf there. So you look at the girl, you're looking at the Kaaba Sharif, Allah Pak knows it. Hey, one of his kind, man. Huh? Tell you, people say all these type of things. There's a whole jamaat of Indonesian young girls, you know, young girls there. And one person is commenting, says, what innocent faces they are, man. But what was the need for you to look at those girls? You're admiring those girls there. In the Haram Sharif, front of the Kaaba Sharif, and you're admiring. And in the disguise of piety. What? In the disguise. What? Innocent faces. What was the need for you to look at that? So you see how the sin comes and how it creeps into you. So for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, don't experiment with this thing. Allah Pak's focal point is the heart. He knows exactly what you are doing. So you want to step that ladder of progress, then I say there's two things, righteousness, restraint. And number two, kasrat of zikr. You will find, you will just progress. Allah Ta'ala will just take you up. Allah Ta'ala tawfiq nasib.